Lance Armstrong is still leading the Tour de France, but there are some bike enthusiasts who insist that the cycling event of the year wrapped up earlier this summer in Brooklyn. Reporter Jesse Hardman takes us on a spin through the Brooklyn Bike Brawl.
Rolling through Brooklyn on a scorching 95-degree day, music blares from speakers. The music is coming from an adult tricycle with huge training wheels. Mounted to the bike are two large speakers hooked up to an iPod and run off a car battery. The rider, Bert Lyons, is wearing a furry rabbit suit and getting plenty of attention on the street. This group is called Chunk 666, and they're chunking, or riding in a posse down the middle of the street. 28-year-old Jake Horowitz says he's been chunking for a decade.
When you're young, you ride bikes, you do it for fun, then as you get older, you forget. You're just going from point A to point B, but if you build a screwed up bike, you're clearly not riding it for that, you're riding it for fun.
Chunk 666 is one of a growing number of clubs dedicated to the construction of mutant or freak bikes. The creations are born from used bike parts welded together. Enthusiasts say the craze began in smaller cities like Portland, Oregon and Minneapolis. At the center of it all is an effort to forgo cars and gasoline in an attention-getting, fun way. Today's destination is some shipyards at the bottom of the borough. Chunk is co-hosting an event on a secluded street next to an old warehouse. A mutant bike Olympics featuring riders from around the country. Organizer Kansas Wah emcees the event wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Okay, this is the official announcement. Welcome to the 2005 Brooklyn Bike Brawl.
The Brooklyn Bike Brawl is the premier event of the biking season. It's a chance for riders to showcase their creative genius. And then there's the competitive event. Ever heard of Baby Rescue?
All right, the way that this works is that you have two competitors. One is evil and one is good. The good tries to save the bunny. And the evil tries to slay the bunny before the good gets there.
The day ends with a round of jousting, where riders mount six-foot-tall bikes and go full speed at each other, brandishing long lances that are fitted on the end with boxing gloves. Kansas Wah, still in Spider-Man gear, calls the Brooklyn Bike Brawl training for the anti-Carmageddon, a term cyclists use to describe the day when bikes, and those who can create them, will rule the earth.
We're speeding up to this apocalyptic day where there's going to be massive turmoil, and you know, only the people who are scavengers, who, you know, are ready to live in a world that isn't constructed in what is relatively a kind of safe environment, are going to be the ones that survive and can help others survive and dominate the wasteland.
As if on cue, a Chunk member and Forest Service employee, who goes by Ranger Rick, takes off on his 15-foot-long bike. Loaded down in the back are hundreds of fireworks. He lights the arsenal on fire and begins to calmly ride up and down the street. The anti-Carmageddon may have already begun. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Hardman in Brooklyn.